Welcome to I Got Your Six podcast, news and review, where we've always got your back when it comes to staying informed. Join us as we delve into the latest headlines, providing a comprehensive review of the week's top stories. From politics to pop culture, we've got you covered from every angle. So sit back, relax, and let us be your trusted source for news and analysis.
It is I, your one and only great one, Professor Emeritus Dr. J.R. Bell. This is news in review. In the news last week, as well as this week coming up, the feds are talking about lowering the deficit, saying that the amount of what's going on within the stock market is at a level that's all-time high, and that the stock market is doing good, and also that on Coinbase, RDNDR is a top mover on Coinbase. It's down by 10.57% to $11.87. Yes. Also, in the news, President Donald J. Trump faces insurmountable difficulties in securing a $464 million bond to help pay for his civil case that he is doing. In his civil fraud case, President Donald J. Trump is using the money that people have been donating to him to fight his insurmountable 90 indictments against him. So the president is now having issues where he is trying to raise money to help pay for his case. But also, the president is also doing some things that are also good. Also in the news, the weather along the New England area, the temperature is dropping at all-time low. Certain areas where that should be normally, it should be the springtime, is now into a high deficit of winter where a lot of snow. And in other areas in the United States, weather is like raining in high areas. And in some areas that normally get rain are not getting any rain. There's also a report that Kate Siding failed to quell speculations about her health. That's the Duchess, Kate, Princess Kate, Kate, the Duchess of Sussex, the Duchess of, the Queen's, yeah, you know who that is, royalty. That's over in London. Also, in finances, PNC CEO learns a lot of lessons from the 2003 banking thing. And on the NASDAQ, it soared to lead stocks higher as NVIDIA spurs AI hopes. Also, the Fed's dot plot I, investors are about to find out whether the Feds is still about whether they are still expecting to rate to three rate cuts in 2024, meaning that the federal government is about to do some cutting on a lot of their money and stuff. Also, listen to this. This is something that a lot of people have been having issues on when it comes to the stock market and stuff. Listen, when it comes to investing, you either want to be a bull or a bear. So it depends on what you want to do. You want to be speculative or you want to be that rebel. I'm going to tell you, this is my POV called point of view. If you are trying to and do some investments and stuff in the stock market, invest with caution, but also invest with a leniency of knowing what you want to invest in. Listen, invest what you can invest. There's a guy, you can follow him on social media, mainly YouTube. He has a YouTube channel. Tuesday, you can watch that. I'm going to watch that tomorrow. Also, you can also look him up on YouTube. Look up The Breakfast Club, Wall Street Trapper. If you are having issues and you don't know anything about investing in the stock market, listen to the Wall Street Trapper. He has a podcast. He has an audio and a video podcast talking about the stock market and tips on how you can become a beginner trader. Now, if you have, let's look at what you have. If you have, say, $1,000 in your bank account that you can actually get rid of to use to invest in stocks, invest. But invest with caution. Don't invest what you have, but invest very carefully. Because during the stock market crash, some people are always saying, well, I invested tons and tons of money. Listen, here's another one that I will always tell you when it comes to the stock market, also well as crypto. When you're investing in crypto, a lot of people invest in crypto But when you invest in crypto, do this, do me this, and I'm going to tell you this. You're going to see tons of ads where people say, hey, if you give me $100, I'll give you $1,000 in crypto. Let me tell you something. This is something that I want you to listen. Buyer beware. Do not, whatever you do, invest in someone who tells you, if you give me $100, you give me $1,000, I will do this. Or you see these things that are on the ads and stuff, because if you're like me, because I had to kind of rob Peter to pay Paul to cut things to get what I want. And I had these things where I have on YouTube, or I don't have YouTube Premium, and I get those ads. And then you start getting ads saying, hey, buy my course on how to invest in the stock market, and this will help you, this and that. Do not. I'm telling you, you can if you want to. Like I do it for you. I tried those ads and they don't work. Because what they want you to do is buy their book, and their book tells you what you already can find on social media. Try the Wall Street Trapper. Reason why I say try him, he's free. And if you're trying to help better your credit score, look up Credit by Mike. Yeah, look for a guy called Credit by Mike. Yes, look for him. He's a guy, he's an Hispanic guy. Trust me, he'll teach you step by step on how to improve your credit score. Another thing that you want to do, if you have an Android phone, let's say you have a Samsung phone, right? Get Samsung Pay. If you have a Samsung credit, if you have a Samsung bank card, get that one. If you don't, you're fine. You got an iPhone, you're doing good, because with Apple and stuff like that, it'll be good. Also, one other thing that I want you to know, that's something that can help you and better yourself to improve your credit score and everything. Yes, do this. If you are looking to invest in the stock market, try this app. I'm not recommending it, but I do say that this app will help you. Is SoFi. SoFi is really good. Webull is really good. You can try, there's that one called Robinhood. Yeah, Robinhood's good. But I'm going to say, do this other app is really good besides those two. You can also get Acorn. Acorn is a really good fractional share app that helps you to fractionally share the things that you're going to do. I will say get that one. That one's going to help you. It's going to better improve your scores. And also with Acorn, it takes, like when you go purchase something, it'll drop a little bit into this app that'll help you better yourself to improve yourself and improve your score. Do that. Don't spend more than what you have. If you only have, say, $5, use that $5. Spend that one if you're looking to do things like that. Also, this one right here. Listen to this right here. Oprah Winfrey's weight loss thing has a new TV special coming up. And this special is coming up where she's going to talk about how she lost weight. And Oprah also is no longer with Weight Watchers, because apparently they found out that she was being a fraud when it comes to the weight loss and everything. So now you got to look at things. I'm going to tell you, like I tell everyone else, all my students know this. These famous stars, sometimes they'll endorse something because they're getting paid to endorse it. That's what you got to look at. Look at the speculative, look at the markets, look at everything that's going on. And what you got to do is follow your gut. If your gut says don't invest in that, don't invest in it. You know, if your gut says invest in it, like I invested in a couple of stocks that everyone told me I should not do that, but I did anyway. Reason why? Because I do it so that you don't have to. So if I make a mistake, you will hear it from me here on my podcast. All right. This is one of those things that I'm going to tell you right now. You need to understand something. Just do that. Listen to the things that's going to benefit you. Also, along the Texas border, the federal government is having issues with the state of Texas. The governor of the state of Texas, as well as the federal government, are bumping heads when it comes to securing the border. The government saying that they want to let so many people in because the border is having them go to sanctuary cities, and then they'll be appearing into court. Now, Texas is saying, we don't want you here. So they're having issues with that. That's allegedly they're having issues and stuff. So you kind of got to go like, oh, well, what do I do? What am I going to do? And this is things that you need to do to prepare yourself. Understand that this also is an election year, that Donald J. Trump and Joseph R. Biden are the forerunners, are the four runners. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican. But remember this, there is a independent, and there's like a bunch of other people that are running for president, but you don't hear about them. You can go on social media, go online, Google, Bing, Edge, Firefox, any of your app, any of those things, and look up who is running for president of the United States. You'll see a list of people that are running that you don't even hear about. So waiver your options. And this year, I'm going to tell you this. You have a voice, start talking. Speak your mind. Voice your opinions. You need to get up and start speaking. Do what I'm telling you right now, speak. Make your voice heard. Get out there and vote. Vote. Because right now, Killer Mike always says this. You can check him out on The Breakfast Club. You can check him out on a lot of podcasts where he talks about this. Focus more on the local elections and then get your local elections and less of the federal elections, dealing with the national, with the presidency. Do local, because you want to make sure who your judges are, who your city council is, who your mayor is, who your senators, who your congressmen are. Do those things right there that should able to help you and benefit you to make it better for you so that you can understand about what's going on. You need to do those things right there. Start locally. Work your way up. Then start learning about the elections and the politics and stuff. Don't worry. There's two things that I tell people that I never talk about when it comes to talking to people. I never talk about politics or never talk about religion. Because it really doesn't bother me. And it don't bother me and it doesn't mess with me. But what I do is I tell people, I don't talk about religion or politics because my political views is different from yours. And we can still be friends. Like, I got a bunch of my friends that are Democrats. They're liberal Democrats. And I mean, some people say, well, I don't hang out with liberals. I don't care. People are people. Remember, people are people. You should always be like that and always care. And don't judge a book by its cover. That's what I will always tell you that. Hey, this is J.R. Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast, your hood professor, telling you the news and review. Going to come back with some more news and review later. But for right now, this is the news and review. What's going on? Hey, be careful. There's also, before I go, there's a little tidbit I want to tell you. There was some shootings that were going on, and a guy went out and went suicidal, said that was allegedly and stuff like that. He got caught. One's been missing. Also, remember, black on black crime, doesn't matter whether you're black or brown. They don't talk about that. But they'll talk about when a white person shoots a cop. That's headline news. But when a black person or a brown person shoots a black or brown person, you never hear about that. Why is that? I don't know. But I'm going to let you know, just be careful. Listen to the national news with a grain of salt. Take what you can out of it, and the rest, just throw it away in a mindset, okay? Hey, this is your hood professor, Dr. J.R. Bell. Hey, I'll catch you in the next podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to I Got Your Six Podcast. News and review. Remember, we've always got your six when it comes to keeping you informed and engaged. Be sure to subscribe for more insightful discussions and join us next time as we continue to navigate the ever-changing landscape of current events. Until then, stay informed, stay engaged, and remember, we've got your six